How is it going, everyone? It is once again me, Chewy, and I am one of the hosts of the podcast titled Exploring the Myths Behind the Legends. And I am once again joined by Mariah. How's it going, Mariah?
It's going good. I'm excited about tonight's episode.
That's good to hear. Before we get to that, though, we're gonna have to remind our listeners, Mariah, that we do have our social media, and the easiest way to find all those profiles on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, etc. is to go to our Linktree page, and that is linktree.com/myths-behind-lgds. You can find all of our social media links there. And also, I believe you should have a link to our merch store. So go ahead and get yourself some official EMBL swag while you're at it. And of course, we encourage people to leave reviews if you listen to a platform that allows you to do that. Go ahead and give us 5 stars or 10 points or whatever it is that the top score is, because we are cool like that. So, what is the topic for today's episode?
Yeah, so today's topic is Chopping Mall. So I love this movie. It's super 80s for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Everything about it.
This is the kind of movie that could only get made in the 80s.
Oh, yes. I agree with that.
And well, before we actually get into the movie, let's talk about why I just said that. It's because the 80s were a very peculiar time in our lives for those of us that were there. I mean, I was only there for about 6 years, but I grew up in the 80s. I was a kid, like a 5, 6-year-old kid. But I remember things vaguely, but I remember a lot of things actually from the 80s. Not vaguely, but I do remember stuff. And watching movies from that time, this is basically the blueprint of what a low budget, cheap horror movie would be like. So, I don't know if you agree with me on that.
Yeah, I definitely agree for sure. I will say that this is a super 80s with the frizzy hairstyles. Just really crazy. The clothes, oh wow. It's so good. And the 80s blood.
Well, not even forgetting the fact that this movie's set in a mall. And malls are becoming kind of a distant memory for a lot of people nowadays, I think.
Yes, there's not a lot of people. I just went over the weekend to get some Bath and Body Halloween stuff, and there were hardly people there, and it was really sad to see.
You know, I live in an area, I'm right on the border between Texas and Mexico. And I live in an area in which our main mall in McAllen, Texas, is still pretty crowded, especially in the weekends and the summer and the holidays.
Oh, wow.
Because we get a lot of traffic from people from Mexico coming over. And even though gas is expensive and everything like that, I mean, people with money still make it over here. And they still visit the mall. So if you go on a weekend, especially like on a Friday evening or on a Saturday or even a Sunday, it's gonna be pretty packed. And also, like I mentioned, during the holidays and during the summer. So watching this movie, it brings me back to the way things were. Because I remember when I was a kid going to the mall was packed every day, not just in the weekends or whatever. It was packed every day. People would go there and hang out. I mean, kids, teenagers would go hang out with their friends, and there were arcades, so you go in there and play games with your friends, and of course the food court and all these cool places you could go to just kind of walk around with your friends and look at clothes or magazines or toys even. I mean, there used to be toy stores in the malls too.
I guess at that time too, they were able to have social interaction versus today, too.
Yeah, I mean, of course, back then cell phones weren't even a thing. So you would be able to walk to your friends and talk to your friends, not walk with your friends and talk to somebody else that's not even with you in the same room. Because, I mean, I feel like an old man already ranting about stuff, but I feel like when I walk around and I watch young people hanging out, young people. Oh man, listen to myself. I see a lot of them walking together, but they're not even talking to each other. They're all on their phones.
Oh, yes, I've seen groups like that, exactly how you describe. They're just walking together, but their eyes are glued onto their phones, not even talking to their friends right next
Yeah,
to them.
that's, I mean, that to me that's kind of weird. I mean, maybe I just don't get it, but I also feel kind of sad for them in a way.
Yes,
I mean, it's
definitely.
a different time, so it's kind of unfair to look at life the way they live it nowadays versus the way that I lived it or that you lived it even in the 90s. So again, watching a movie like this reminds me of the way things used to be, because I never went to the mall to hang out with my friends, mind you. But I was usually there with my family. And when I say family, I mean not just my immediate family, but also my cousins and people that would visit us from other places, and we all usually go to the mall. And it always involved going and talking and just hanging out with my cousins that were my same age and just having fun, especially at the arcade. And now the local mall doesn't even have an arcade anymore.
Oh
Yeah. A lot of things have changed. There used to be a fountain there, and that's not, it's gone. It's been gone for several years. But they added a whole bunch of stores. So, and I'm saying all this because it's got to do with the plot kind of of the movie. But just to wrap it up here real quick, I mean, the local mall here in McAllen, it's one of the few ones that still gets a lot of traffic, I think, because they added a whole brand new wing to the mall maybe about 4 or 5 years ago. If maybe a little longer, but it's been around that time. So that goes against the trend in every major city, because a lot of malls are closing down because they can't bring anyone in anymore. They are shutting down. If they're still open, maybe like half of the storefronts are open, if anything. And a lot of them are closing, and a lot of them have been pretty much abandoned. I don't know if you've seen pictures of like the weird abandoned malls. People go in there and.
Yes, I do.
And that's kind of cool, but also creepy and sad.
Yeah, like there's a lot of Circuit City abandoned. And it used to, I didn't know Circuit City, some of them were attached to some malls too. And also Toys R Us too. Used to be Toys R Us in the mall as well. And that's also closed. So
Yeah, I heard about Toys R Us. They're gonna reopen certain, like in certain locations. So, I guess in the bigger cities, they're gonna try opening some of them in the malls. Not the way they used to be, but kind of like a smaller version of it. And if that works out for them, they might try to open more locations. But one last thing I'll say is that our local mall didn't have a Toys R Us in the mall, but it had one right next to it. So.
ooh.
So you literally had to just cross the street and you were in Toys R Us, and the Toys R Us that we had here was huge. It was enormous. And yeah, so then it closed up, and that building has been abandoned for several years now. But yeah, I mean, it's interesting. And so we start the movie, Mariah. I guess we can jump into the movie finally.
Yes.
We start the movie with what is some sort of what turns out to be a commercial for security system. There is this person that's stealing jewelry from a store in the mall, and then he comes across this robot, and he tries to shoot it, and it doesn't work, and then the robot shoots a taser at him, and it knocks him down, and that was it. So it's a commercial, basically. Right?
Very cheesy.
I'd say the entirety of this movie is cheesy. It's cheesy from
Super
top to bottom, yeah.
cheesy.
And if you're expecting good special effects and good acting and good quality, look elsewhere, because this movie might not be for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the commercial's pretty cheesy. And then they have some sort of presentation, and it's the head of the security company talking to the mall employees about how the system's gonna work, how the robots work, and There's also security gates that look the doors in the bank vaults, kind of like the super heavy metal doors. And they're supposed to close from night until morning. So he's talking to them about all this stuff. And in the middle of all this, there's this couple that's kind of just making weird little comments.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that was all about.
I think it was more like they just didn't want to hear about it and probably also thought it may have been extreme and cheesy and may not have worked too.
And then, as we see the credits of the movie, there's all these scenes from the mall. And I tried to find stores that I recognized on there. And I think I only found one.
Ooh.
So, I mean, of course, not every mall is the same, but and they're not gonna have all the same stores. But I was kind of hoping to see maybe like a JCPenney or a Dillard's or something that.
Stood out
Yeah.
that we've seen.
So, suffice to say, this movie's a little bit before my time. I mean, it's from 1986, so I was anywhere from 1 to 2 years old at this point.
Definitely a baby.
Oh, yeah. So, the other thing that I'll say, though, is that mall stores would send you these huge catalogs in the mail.
Yes.
Or you could just take them from the store. They usually have a few extra ones laying around.
Oh, I didn't know they had them at the stores too.
The one in my mall down here, yeah, they did have them. They always had a few extra copies. And they usually handed them out, though, during the holidays, because that's when they wanted people to come in and, or actually take them home and pick what they wanted and come into the store and buy it. And if they didn't have it, they could order it.
Wow.
So there used to be all these catalogs, and then you could browse. And I would always find the toy section and look at stuff there, and then the gun section. So yeah, it was so again, I was trying to find some store that I recognized on there, and I didn't see anything except this one store called Tom McCann, and I think they used to sell shoes, if I'm not mistaken.
And they had them in Texas.
Yeah, we had them here in the mall,
National, like a national.
and then I saw it in the movie too, but what happened with them was kind of weird because they had a store in the mall. And then I think I may be confusing them with a different brand, but because it's been on several years, but I think they ended up selling the brand at Kmart at some point.
Oh, okay. So Kmart carried their
I
brand.
think so, yeah. So.
Yeah, that's another store is Kmart. I remember that one so much. I loved
Yeah,
Kmart.
our Kmart was one of the last ones to be open in the entire country, down here,
Wow.
in McAllen. Because again, we had
Applause.
all these people from Mexico coming over, and so they tried to keep it open as long as they could. But eventually, I mean, you walked in there and it was sad because it was almost empty.
That's depressing. No life inside.
Yeah, because I mean, I have memories of when I was a little kid. We'd come over from Mexico because I used to live in Mexico when I was young, and you. Usually, our family day was Sunday, so we would cross over and go shopping and around. We go to the mall, and there was this part of town that had all the major stores, so it was kind of like the shopping hub kind of thing. So we had Kmart, and then we had the mall just in the same street, literally, and we had a couple other things. So yeah, it was good times. So anyways, that's what I keep talking about my life here. But I mean, it's just that this movie really took me back to those days of malls and shopping around and spending time with my family and my cousins and everything. And so, anyways, after they present the robots, yeah, so we meet the teenagers and they look like mid-20s, early-30s people. And we mentioned, Mariah, that this movie could only have been made in the 80s. And among the things that we mentioned, of course, you mentioned the hair. You mentioned the clothes and the colors, and there were a lot of pastels in this movie, weren't there?
Yes, there are. I know, for some reason, every time we think about the 80s, even my mom too, and her makeup, it kind of reminded me of this because a lot of people thought she was 30, And she was actually 18. And so I guess a lot of the makeup looked heavy. And a lot of young people. So I don't know. It's just super 80s makeup, heavy makeup, and wild colors.
Yeah, and of course the hair. I mean, the hair had to be super puffy and a lot of hairspray. They used a lot of hairspray back then.
Oh yeah. And I don't know, it kind of gave me more of a older vibe, even with like hair, like super heavy hairspray like that, just made you look a bit more mature. And what a time. I would love to dress up like that for Halloween someday.
Like an 80s person.
Yes. Oh, that would be so cool. And I actually love pastel colors, so I really did love the colors that these women in the movie were wearing. So that was really fun to watch.
So, did you know, and this is kind of like a random fact, but I'm just going to throw it in here now. The budget for this movie was less than $1 million.
No way. What? Wow. That's insane.
According to what I found, it was roughly around $800,000. So I wouldn't doubt it if the clothes that they're wearing are their own clothes from their personal lives, not from their acting career, but just like from their everyday lives.
For sure, from straight from their closet, probably. That's amazing. It definitely looks like it's made more than that. That's insane that that was the budget. I mean that or that was the final cost. That's amazing.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, that's a little weird, but I mean, honestly, looking at the special effects, I mean, I think that's kind of around the ballpark figure. Honestly, I thought maybe like $2 million would have been the budget for this.
Yes, I agree too, because it was just so good. I even though it's super cheesy, it's still such a great horror film.
It's basically a slasher but with robots because
Yes.
there's teenagers walking around and they're getting stalked by these killers and they happen to be some sort of weird futuristic robots. And yeah.
This kind of also reminds me, I don't know if you've ever seen any, but back in the early 2000s, they used to have commercials of robots cleaning your house and stuff, and they were robots. Do you remember that commercial? It used to come on Nickelodeon all the time.
Oh no, I don't think so.
Oh, yes. And it looked just almost like the robot in the movie, in this movie. That's so cool.
Another one of the details that I want to bring up, and this is kind of important. Because 80s slasher films, for the most part, have a lot of nudity and sexual content in them.
Yes.
And this one had it.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't really expecting that because, I mean, to be completely honest, I had seen this movie when I was a kid. But I didn't really remember it too much because I only saw it once or twice.
Okay, yeah, so it could have been just like a memory that you forgot.
I mean, I must have been about 8 or 9 when I saw it, so it would have been sometime in the early 90s. About 30 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
And I didn't remember any of this, and I saw it on TV. And so either they censored the sexual content, or I just didn't remember it for some reason.
Yeah, and a lot of, I mean, if you watched it live on TV, I'm sure they probably censored some stuff or even skipped it, maybe, perhaps.
I bring it up because, again, a lot of movies have this kind of content, and that was a decade in which all these movies, they had to have
Yes, I definitely agree with you on that.
it. I feel like a lot of people thought they just had to have that kind of stuff in their movies, and I'm not complaining, mind you, but that's not the kind of thing you can get away with now, for example, I don't think.
Oh no. It's definitely a different time now than it was in the 80s.
Isn't it weird though? Because you always kind of imagine as time goes by, stuff gets more or people maybe in general get more open-minded. But now it seems that if you were to put this kind of scenes that we see in this movie in the movie we made today, I think a lot of people would be upset about it.
Oh yeah, definitely. I agree with you on that. I know there are a couple of horror films that, have a little bit like the Friday the 13th remake that was out in theaters. It had a bit of, nudity a little bit. And it must have been a little bit awkward maybe taking your teen to go see that horror film and stuff. Or if you have little children and taking them to go see Jason, the remake into, I think it was the 2009 or 2010. I remember watching it and my dad felt a little uncomfortable. And that was really cool. But I ended up just getting the DVD because it was just really awkward with my dad. And also it has to do with the generations of parents and stuff. So my dad is, what is he called? Like a boomer, I think. So, and my mom was the other one, just the generation below him. Like a decade or so below him. So she was a little bit more open-minded. So I definitely think it has to maybe do with the generation of parents, maybe complain, not complaining, just having concerns of taking their children, probably, or teens, or not wanting their teens to go see this type of movie. Yeah, so definitely. And now we only see pieces. It's not a full blown as it was in this movie today, I think. There's no movies like this today.
No.
So.
And a lot of movies today are either PG-13, which means they're not gonna have any nudity. I mean, they might have somebody walking around in their underwear, maybe, but not anything that's gonna show any body parts. And the other thing is, if they happen to be rated R, it's because of the violence and the cursing, the profanity. There's hardly ever any kinds of nudity, and I don't know what I mean, not that I'm dirty minded or anything, but like I don't know what the big deal is, to be honest, about that. I mean, it's just bodies.
Yeah.
But I mean, to each their own. I mean, like, I mean, my parents, if I happen to be talking to them and I'm hanging out, whatever, and they're watching TV, and even if there's like a kissing scene on the novellas or whatever, I feel awkward watching that with them.
Oh yes, I do too. It's so awkward. It was so awkward watching a makeout scene. Anytime I watched with my dad, it felt like I wanted to run for the hills.
Yeah, even if it's just people kissing, just with just I mean that I feel like can you guys just get this over with that? So I can not feel awkward around my parents, thank you.
Yeah.
And that's because I'm almost 40 years old, mind you, so I mean but my parents are, like you said, boomers. They were born in the 50s, so
Right, and they're definitely just a different time. They're not super open-minded, but they're good and stuff.
this whole thing about open-mindedness, it's got to do with the movie, because at some point, after we get introduced to all the people that are going to be the protagonists, the main characters, they're hanging out in this mall overnight because they want to party. And one of them's, I guess, the nephew of one of the store owners. So he gets his friends together and their girlfriends, and they match him up with this girl on a blind date. And so they all want to party and hang out and drink and everything like that. And at some point, okay, it's gonna sound weird, Mariah, and I hope it's not anything that's a little too weird. But I don't care how close friends I am with someone, I'm not gonna do what these people were doing in the movie. And that is, they were all in the same room having sex with each other at the same time. At different, like in different beds and stuff. They weren't all together in one bed or whatever.
But in
But
the same
it's
parameter.
they could see each other.
It
I mean, they
That
could
was very
literally
different.
see each other. I mean, if you're doing one thing and you happen to look over, hey, there's my friend over there making out with his girlfriend, and hey, what's up, man? Like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, that I'm not that open-minded.
Yeah. That's so funny.
And so as this is going on, this dude named Ferdy is his name. I thought it was Freddy, but it's Ferdy.
I thought it was Furby. Like,
Furby, like the toy.
yeah. Yes, I thought it was. But I had to hear it again and know that it was Furby. But yeah, I thought it was Furby. So cute.
So he's like the nerdy one in the group, and the girl they set him up with, her name is Allison, and she's a nerdy one too. She's kind of nerdy, but she's cute. And so as all this lovemaking is going on behind them, they're watching TV like they're in a romantic date, and they're like, okay, like what?
Yes, I thought that was kind of weird because I mean they're just right in front of, I mean right behind them there's all these friends of theirs just going at it. That must have been really awkward for them for a first date. I can
I
imagine.
mean, they look pretty comfortable to me.
Yeah, they're probably tuning them out, if anything.
Yeah, and they're drinking, so I guess I kind of, I mean, but I don't know. Like, I don't care. I love my friends. I love you guys. You're listening to this, but I would not have this kind of behavior in front of you.
Yeah.
So I would not be naked and hanging out with someone while I know my friends in the within eyeshot of me. Like, no, I don't know. That's a little weird. No. So again, the kind of thing you only see in the 80s, because you couldn't do this today. I mean, unless it's an adult movie, for example. But I mean, without going too much into that, but that's about the only case in which I can think that something like this would be made into a movie, or make it into a movie rather. So 80s movies are famous or infamous, whatever you might want to say, for featuring scenes like this. But this is the first movie that I remember has a scene like this. Because all the ones that I remember, I mean, yeah, there's people in this kind of situation when they're going at it, like you said, but they're not usually in the same room as their friends are. They're often, somebody's in the upstairs bedroom or whatever, and then everyone else is hanging out in the living room or something. But yeah, it's I guess a very progressive for its time.
Yeah, for sure.
So then, as this is going on, the murder bots, and actually this movie, the original name of it is not Chopping Mall, but it was released at first under the name Killbots.
Bots. That definitely reminds me of Transformers. Like the first impression that I picked up just hearing the word Killbots is, I think, Transformers. That's my first thought when I hear that.
So, and it's funny you mentioned that, because they changed the name because a lot of parents thought it was a kids movie, so they took their kids to watch it. According to what I'm finding here, and I mean, I don't know how accurate this is, because I mean, this movie came out almost 40 years ago. It's crazy. But yeah, so can you imagine, you're like, oh, this movie sounds like something my kid would be into.
Somebody, I mean, yeah, like you have a son who's totally into robots or science and building things and then taking him back in the 80s to see this film. That would be wild to experience.
I'm wondering, let me look into that, but do you remember maybe by any chance how old the movie rating is?
No.
Like, when they started rating movies as G or PG-13 or something like that? Do you know when that was established?
No, I do not know.
I'm trying to find it here. So I'm wondering if this happened. Okay, it was established in 1968, but it used to be different before. It used to be G and then PG and then R. There wasn't a PG-13 category when it was first established. And then it was NC-17 for the adult movies. So, okay, so I'm thinking.
So was Killbots maybe 17?
No,
Rated
because
17?
no, because the NC-17 was for the the adult movies, like the ones that showed everything.
Oh,
Yeah, like.
right.
Yeah, so I'm thinking maybe this movie might have been rated as R. I hope it was. At least. But yeah, so yeah, just imagine taking your kids and this kind of stuff happens on screen and it's like, yeah, you know what? We're walking out of this. Never mind. You can't watch this.
I'm very happy that they changed the title because I do feel like it was more interesting, the title, Chopping Mall. That just tells you there's going to be a lot of chopping in the mall and it's going to be gory. So I'm very happy that they were able to listen to maybe some feedback and
Yeah, because you know how it is. I mean, they always do what do they call them the test screenings, and they always ask people what they like and didn't like about the movie. So I'm guessing the title would have been the number one complaint or something. I don't know. And the way these robots get activated reminds me of Frankenstein.
Oh, yes.
Because the robots are controlled by this, actually, two scientists. In a room in the very top of the mall, it looks like a weird computer room. And so they're stored there, and they're only supposed to be activated from night to morning. And what happens is this freakish lightning bolt strikes some sort of antenna or something in the roof of the mall. And that transmits the electricity down to the computer room, and that is how the robots become killbots. They start their chopping. So it's very Frankenstein. I mean, that's how Frankenstein in the classic movies comes to life through lightning bolts.
I love that. It gives it the electricity.
I wonder if it was some kind of tribute or homage to Frankenstein. What do you think?
I definitely agree with that for sure. The lightning and energy and just being inspired by it and also putting in the horror. In a modern horror at that time.
I'm looking at the poster for the movie right now, and it looks pretty cool actually. It's just a black background with the title Chopping Mall written in blood. And there is what looks to be some sort of robot hand, but it's not like the hands the robots have. It looks like an actual hand with wires and everything coming out of it with sharp nails. And it's holding a shopping bag and it's like a human head inside of it. So the poster looks pretty cool, but but it doesn't show the actual robots the way they look. And they remind me of a robot that I saw in a different movie or show before this. But I can't remember which one it is. Because looking at them, they don't look very menacing.
No.
It sounds like the Terminator, which looks like a freaking skeleton made of metal. And Terminator, I believe, is a little bit older than this. I think Terminator came out in like 83 or 84. These robots look kind of like, I don't know, toys maybe.
Oh, yeah, so you would probably see at Toys R Us.
Maybe not their size, but if you downscaled it, if you scale it down to, I don't know, maybe like, I don't know. Yeah,
dollhouse scale.
I think that's because I remember when I was a little kid, I had a toy robot. It didn't look quite like this, but it looked kind of like this.
I had a dog robot. Do you remember those?
Which one do you have? Because there's a couple of them. I remember the white ones.
I think mine was a silver one
Okay.
and it was so adorable. But I would be really scared if it came to life like these robots.
Speaking of coming to life, I got a story for you. But I'll save it for later. But I'll save it for later. Maybe for a different episode. Because
Ooh, yay.
all I'm gonna say is that my brother bought a doll for his daughter, and the thing apparently came to life one time. So, chan chan chan.
Oh, that's gonna be so exciting.
Then, of course, the killing starts. The robots kill the custodians, or not the custodians, not yet. They kill the scientists that control them first. And then they kill the custodian that's cleaning up what looks to be ice cream. I hope it's ice cream. Because it looks brown and sticky. I really do hope that's ice cream. So they kill him too. So that's already three people dead. And then the way these robots were supposed to work is if anybody is in the mall after hours, they were issued this like a name tag or something like that. And the robot would scan a code and oh, that's an employee, so they're fine. But since the robots are not working properly, they can't read the cards correctly. Or if they do, they just ignore it and just kill everyone because they feel like it. So this girl sends out one like her boyfriend to buy cigarettes for her, and he goes out into the mall and he gets murdered by one of these robots. And then he takes a little bit too long, and the girlfriend comes looking for him. And we didn't see it happen, because all we see happen to the guy is he's trying to escape, and then the robot shoots like a sleeping dart to him, and he falls asleep. But then when the girl comes to look for him, his throat is cut, and there's blood pouring out of it, and so she screams. And what I think is the coolest death in the whole movie is when she's running back to her friends, and these robots, on top of their sleeping darts and their tasers, have laser eyes that shoot lasers. And so she's about to make it back to the store, and the robot literally blows off her
Oh, what a
head.
scene.
So what do you think of that scene?
For an 80s film, this was everything and more in the killing scenes. I mean, you get that not like super gory, but you get 80s gore, and that's exciting. But I did love that scene. It's just, I love the killings in this movie, but that one was intense, even for me.
I think that is my personal favorite, I think,
Yes,
in the
I
entire
would
movie.
probably say so. Yeah, but it made my heart kind of be a little bit crazy. I was like, whoa.
It does look pretty cool. The head gets blown off. It looks cheesy but cool. So then, of course, everyone else panics and they're trying to escape, and the robots break into the store, the furniture store they're hanging out in. So they find a way out through the store, through the back door, sorry. Well, actually, they send the girls up in the ceiling, right? In the ventilation, in the AC shaft. And then the guys find the back door, so they go their separate ways. And as the girls are climbing through the ducts, the air ducts, they say that the computer turned the heating on so that they can be flushed out. So it's not just the robots then, it's like the central computer in the mall that's trying to kill them. Because if the computer, quote unquote, turns down or turns up the heat rather, to get them to get out, that's a whole different thing altogether. not just the robots, but the computer is the one behind the scenes trying to get them all killed. So then, of course, one of the girls gets really uncomfortable up there, and they all come down, and they break into what looks to be like a hardware store, and the guys break into a hunting store or something like that, like a sporting
Sporting
goods.
goods,
Yeah.
yeah.
So they get a whole bunch of guns and rifles, and the girls get a whole bunch of gasoline cans. Do you think they would sell gasoline in the mall nowadays?
No, not today. Definitely not.
I don't think it's gasoline, but it's something flammable like that. You know what I think it was?
What?
I think it was oil. I mean, not oil, but fuel for lamps. Because when I was a kid, this is a true story, my grandma didn't have electricity in her house. When they first moved into their home, the house that they lived to even to this day, or that she lives into even to this day, she didn't have power for several years.
Whoa.
Because it was like a brand new location that, and actually she moved into a different house at first, and then they sold that house and moved into a different one. But in the first house she moved into, she didn't have light or power, and I think she lived there for about 2 to 3 years maybe, and then they moved to a bigger house, to a different place. But that one didn't have power either, and this comes to mind to me because she had these kerosene lamps, and that's what they would use to light the house at night. Candles and kerosene lamps.
Oh, so did you need a special thing to light them or to turn them on?
Just a lighter or match. Because what you would do is you would put some of the fuel, which is kerosene, is kind of like, it's not gasoline, you can't put it in your car, but it's derived from oil. So it's flammable, it burns. And it smells like gasoline. And so you would pour some of that into the lamp and then light the little wick, which was made from, I think, cloth or cotton or something like that. And the heat would transfer from that into the lamp. And you could adjust how much of a flame you wanted. So if you wanted a small flame, you closed it a little bit. If you wanted a bigger flame, you open it up a little bit, so.
Oh, that is so cool how you can like adjust that. That's amazing.
That's what I'm thinking this was, kerosene, but I mean, it's still some sort of oil fuel product. So my question still stands, do you think they would sell this in the mall nowadays?
Oh, definitely not. That is a very killer tool
It's dangerous.
in some way. Yes, very.
I mean, can you imagine? People might steal it and make bombs or something like that. Inside the mall, mind you. I mean, so.
Oh, yes, especially in a mall where there's so much electricity, there's so many people there. I mean, there's so much going on
Yeah.
at the mall. So I would hope not that they don't sell this anywhere.
I can't think of any stores in the mall that in the area that I live in, that sells supplies like this anymore. I think every store in the mall that's open, it's either clothing or furniture or fashion accessories. Besides the food court. There used to be a store in the mall called, not the same mall, but a different mall that was open around here, but it's not open anymore. It was Montgomery Ward, I believe it was called. And even Sears, mind you, Sears had stuff like this, I think. Sears, they had a clothing section, but they also had a section in which they sold lawnmowers and tools, and I think they might have had this kind of stuff back in the day. But I doubted that if Sears was still open now, because I think they went bankrupt.
Yes, they did. Yeah, there's I believe there's another store that is carrying some of the brands that Sears used to sell. I'm not so sure, but Sears also had their own brand, so I believe this other store carries that brand as well. So yeah, but Sears is no more. Because I went to the mall recently and I saw that. But anyways, yeah.
So, long story short, the girls get these quote unquote bombs. They put a piece of cloth in the gasoline or fuel tanks and they try to throw them at these things, but they don't work. They kind of just walk right over the flames. And at some point, they injure one of them, one of the girls that's running away from them, with their death lasers. And she falls and she can't get up because her leg is cut open. And so the robot kind of shoots a laser at the fuel container and she just catches fire. And that's how she dies. She gets
I was
burned
gonna
alive.
mention too, when the robots are going at it, it kind of with the lasers, it kind of remind. I don't know if you remember. Well, I hope you watched Mighty Morphin Power Rangers,
Oh,
but
yeah.
that's what this reminds me of too. Yes,
The robot, right?
the laser, like they're. I don't know. It's like shooting lasers,
Yeah.
a bit. But yeah, that I remember that in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers on the show and in the movies, the robot actually the one who goes ay, or
Yeah,
something like
yeah, yeah. Yeah,
that.
him.
So cute. He looks a little bit like the robot, and also when the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers are fighting the villains and stuff, there's a lot of like lasers going around, and that's what this reminds me of too, with the robots killing everybody with the super laser aesthetic and stuff. It's just so good, so good.
Oh man,
I
you
love
know, that is exactly the robot that I was reminded of, and I couldn't think of what it was. It reminds me, yeah, of that robot from Power Rangers. Yeah, you're right, absolutely. Wow. So, thank you for that.
Of course.
In my old age, my memory fails me. So then one of them, the girl catches fire, and then as they're trying to find the central computer to stop the robots, the boyfriend of that girl that caught fire is thrown off the third floor by the robots. So he's gone. You see his body is just covered in blood and like his arms are broken or whatever. His legs too. And so the other ones hide for a bit and they figure out this plan in which they make them shoot at mirrors. And that works for a bit because one of them actually shoots itself by the like it shoots at the mirror and then reflects back and it damages the laser, whatever.
I can't even imagine. They're so smart, though.
It's a smart idea. I mean, if anyone ever shoots a laser at you, Mariah, you can use a mirror.
Yeah.
That actually works. I mean, did you know there's categories of mirrors?
No. I did not know that.
I mean, no mirror is gonna reflect 100% of whatever you show at it, whatever light you throw at it, I don't think. But different mirrors reflect different amounts of light.
Wow, that's a good thing to know.
So, I mean, you would wanna find a mirror that reflects the most amount of light, so if anyone ever shoots a laser at you, pretty much the entirety of that laser beam would go right back at them.
That is really good to know.
It wouldn't be just like 50% or 75%, it'd be like 98% that goes back at them. So
Oh yeah.
I learned this in high school actually. We had a lesson about lasers in my class. It was called electronics. And we learned about electronics, obviously. So yeah, my teacher would tell us about how there's different kinds of mirrors, and scientists, depending on what they're working on, they can choose a mirror that reflects more or less light, so that's crazy.
Wow, that is crazy.
So I'm thinking the mirrors in the stores are like 90 something percent reflective to work because the laser goes right back into the robot and it goes crazy for a bit, and that ends up working against them because it shoots a laser and it kills one of their friends.
Oh,
the girl as the mechanic girl, because there's a couple, and they're mechanics, both of them.
Yes, I believe so.
And then the guy that's married to her, actually, he came out in a Jason movie. I don't know if you knew this.
Oh, I did not.
Yeah, that same actor was, or rather played a character in Friday the 13th Part 2. So this movie, Chopping Mall, is maybe about 3 or 4 years after that. So he's a little older by this point.
Wow.
He played one of the camp counselors that gets killed by Jason.
Aww. But that's amazing, though, that this horror actor is in another horror movie. So that's really fun.
So some trivia for everyone out there. And so then he sees his wife get murdered by this thing, and so he goes crazy and he rams a what is it, like a lawnmower or a tractor or something, at the robot, and he ends up killing the robot, but he also ends up dying himself in the attempt. So now it's down to just Ferdy and Allison, the nerdy couple. And they're trying to find the computer, and they split up, and that's a bad idea, always in scary movies.
Always.
Don't ever split up, guys. If you ever happen to be caught in a situation in which you're being stalked by a murder robots or whatever it is, don't split
Yeah, I've seen too much
up.
Scooby-Doo.
I've seen enough Jason movies to know that that's a bad idea. Don't ever split up. You all lock yourselves up in the same room, and actually that might make it easier for the
I know, just to go and kill all at once.
I mean, well, maybe you should just run away together then. Anyways, so as they're trying to fight this thing, the girl gets trapped in one room, and Freddy comes to her rescue, and he shoots the robot in the face, kind of, or in what would be its face. And the laser gets damaged, but he catches up with Freddy anyways and throws this. Is it like a fire extinguisher at him? I think. So, actually, what happens is Freddy throws it at the robot first, and the robot picks it up and throws it back at him with more force, and he just gets knocked unconscious. But it looks like he died from the impact.
Oh, yes.
Because his head is bleeding. And he's knocked out completely, and his head is. Yeah. So then the girl has a plan, and she goes into the paint store, which is another store that I don't think would be in the mall nowadays. The paint store. Like the house paint, paint for your houses and stuff like that, fences and stuff like
Yeah, everything is closed up now.
that. I mean, a lot of these stores wouldn't work in a mall anymore.
No, it definitely would not.
I mean, the sporting goods store wouldn't work. They wouldn't sell guns in the mall anymore nowadays. For one, the paint store, for example, like we said, the hardware store, I don't think would be a. I mean, I think a lot of malls don't even have bookstores anymore. They don't have music stores anymore. At least, like I said, the one down here, all it is just clothes, food, and fashion accessories, and some, not even furniture, but like home appliances, like. And not even appliances. There's a. What is it? A Macy's, I think, that sells kitchen stuff like frying pans and stuff like that. But yeah. So I mean, anyways, this girl runs into the paint store, and she has an idea. She dumps a whole bunch of paint on the floor and also paint solvent, which is flammable, by the way.
Oh, I did not know that.
Oh yeah, paint solvent is pretty flammable. I don't know what it's based out of. I don't know if it's based out of alcohol or oil, but it
Oh,
burns. It burns pretty
the
easily.
chemical. Wow. Oh, no wonder we see that scene.
So she has this idea of dumping a whole bunch of stuff on the floor, and what happens is because these robots run on treadmills, on treads, like tanks, it steps over the paint and the solvent, and it's this weird goo that she made on the floor. So it gets stuck. The treads can't catch traction, so that they kind of just spin in place. And she throws a flare she had concealed in her bra. And the robot explodes, and that is the end. Oh, not the end, because she's walking out and she meets with Freddy, because Freddy survived too, so.
Yes, that was so exciting to see him coming down the stairs, and her face lit up. Like, wow, this is amazing. He's alive. And I was so happy at this point when we see him coming down the stairs and he tells her, like, good job or good something.
Yeah, nice shot, I think, or something like that.
Because he's seen her do the killing and stuff. So yeah, that was so awesome.
Yeah, that was a very touching, lighthearted scene, I think. And it's not very common for a guy to make it alive to the end of the movies.
No, it's definitely not. It's always a final girl.
That is the 80s horror movie trope, the final girl. Even to this day, a lot of horror movies have final girls and no guys around. And so I thought the fact that they let him live in this was pretty touching and pretty heartwarming. But can you imagine their life after this?
Oh no.
Like, hey, remember, like, you know, if they actually do end up together, remember how we met? Oh yeah, the night that all of our friends got killed at the mall.
The night of the robots, the killer
Like, if their
robots.
kids ever ask him, hey, how do you guys meet? Well, let's see, Timmy. Your mom and
Let's
I.
start off with the furniture store with our friends making
Yeah, our friends had
out.
a sex marathon behind this.
That is so awkward.
And then they all got killed by robots, so.
We were the only survivors.
In horrible ways. You know, that's one thing that they never really address in movies, like what happens after.
Yeah, like a follow-up kind of. Yeah, I noticed that too in a lot of these films. Nowadays they try to, but we do end with a post-credit scene
Oh, really?
in this movie. Yes, and we see a fourth protector, like the robot, saying the catchphrase, "Have a nice day," one last time. So that leaves it on a cliffhanger. Like there's one there. So it also kind of gave me the impression of, I hope they made it out alive. So yeah, that's another cliffhanger right there for the audience. And I loved it. Also, too, I wanted to mention really quick, when we see one of the girls' heads blows up and stuff, and I did, it freaked me out, you know, because she's in a in her after making out clothes. And her head almost reminded me of a statue getting blown off for some reason. I don't know. It just kind of gave me statue vibes. But the bloodiness on the window, that was awesome. And I can't imagine just having to be walking, like running away and stuff, and just, ugh.
Like half naked, basically, pretty much.
Yeah. And having my head just explode like that.
Oh man, I hope not.
Yeah. I was expecting just a little bit more blood, but this is a good amount of blood in this film. So, for an 80s, cheesy.
You know, I usually watch movies to the end because I know there's always like a catch, or not a catch, but a post-credit scenes, or not always, but a lot of movies have these nowadays. And this time I didn't do it. I don't know why.
It was good. It just left me with thinking, oh, I hope Allison and Ferdy made it out alive.
Now, there is some more information here that I found. There is a longer cut of the movie, but it's never been officially released. So the version that we saw on Tubi is the version that you'd be able to find in a DVD store, for example, or on DVD if you ever buy it on DVD. So The longer cut features more scenes of when they're watching the movie. Remember, like Freddy and the girl are watching this movie, like a black and white movie. So
Oh, yes.
there's more of that, a few more lines between them, and there's also more shots of the outside of the mall and more conversation stuff between Freddy and Allison, but that's never been released officially. So the other way you can see it, if you catch the TV cut, but the TV cut, I would assume, is heavily censored for the sex scenes. So, and the last thing that I will mention about this, unless you have something else to say, but the last thing that I got for tonight is that there was talk about a remake about 10 years ago, and all that it says is that they were planning to make a remake, but they would give it a supernatural twist. So I'm wondering if they were gonna have ghosts possess the robots, or I don't know. What do you think?
I would hope ghost. That sounds even more exciting and makes me want to learn more about it.
I mean, ever since then, nothing came of it, so I don't know if it's been abandoned completely, or, as is the case with these movies, sometimes the rights are owned by somebody and that person doesn't want to sell them to anybody. So, I don't know.
That would be terrible. And also, too, they could possibly still be trying to get everything together, like the budget and actors. And I know that takes a while there, especially if it's a low budget film. So hopefully we will get to see one in the future. That would be so amazing if they were to do a supernatural one. That'll be kind of exciting. I would like to see kind of maybe aliens involved with robots. It seems a little out there and super cheesy. But yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean that's pretty much all the information that I have. Do you have anything else for us?
I wanted to mention that the movie that Allison and Ferdy are watching in the film while their friends are in the background is actually called Attack of the Crab Monsters, and it's a 1957 horror film, and which is another Roger Corman film. So that's kind of cool. And also, the robots were actually real remote built controlled robots. So that is even so exciting because they were built and they're not fake or anything. And I really love that they were able to make these robots look realistically because they were built. So that's kind of amazing. The work that they put into it is what I definitely appreciate when movies like this. So that was exciting. The only thing that I think that they about, of course, was the laser beams. That's all
Yeah, it looks really
computerized and
fake.
stuff. Yeah. So, and this is also filmed in a real mall. So that too. And that mall is actually a California mall. They filmed at different malls, but one of the malls is the main mall that they were able to finish this entire film at. But yeah, so, and I actually looked it up. It's a Sherman Oaks Galleria. I don't know if it's still open today. But yeah, so it's in California. So, and also the Beverly Hills Mall too, but only exterior shots were filmed because apparently that one was really expensive too for the film. So yeah, so those are the two locations that you can go check out if it's abandoned or whatever. Yeah, definitely go to check it out and let us know.
Let us know if there's any ghosts or aliens on any of these. You can
Or
make
any robot.
you can make your own remake of Chopping Mall. Put it on YouTube. Oh yeah.
I
10 out of 10 would watch. Okay, Mariah,
definitely
so I guess we are finally ready to give our scores for the movie. So, how many killbots out of 10 for you?
I would say I would give it a 7.
7? All
Yes.
right. So, I'm gonna go a little higher than you and say I'm gonna give this an 8 because it's everything an 80s movie should be. I mean, it's got the cheesy acting, it's got the horrible special effects, it's got the weird story with teenagers being stalked by something they can't escape, and it's taking them out one by one. Of course, we talked about the nudity and the sex scenes. That's always gonna be something that 80s movies have, or they used to have, anyways. Basically, something that if somebody were to ask you, hey, what kinds of movies were made in the 80s, you show them this. Okay.
This is screaming 80s and everything that it has to offer.
It's basically it's got everything. I mean, we mentioned the clothing and the hair, the colors, the special effects in the movie, everything. So this is gonna be an 8 from me, a 7 from you. And how many skulls for the chopping mall robots? How creepy are they? How scary are they?
Well, I will insert myself at the mall and I will definitely give
A 9?
it a
Okay.
9 of how terrifying that would be.
I'm gonna give them a 7 because they are scary. I mean, if it's the first time you see them and they're coming at you, I mean, of course you're gonna be scared. But they're actually not terribly difficult to get rid of. I mean, if you can just bomb them and they'll go down. I mean, you can't just shoot them because we saw the bullets kind of bounce right off. But if you throw enough fire at them, they burn, and that's always nice to know. Anything else you might want to add before we sign off, Maria?
Nope, I don't think so.
All right, so having settled that was our episode on Chopping Mall, and I know we kind of went off on little tangents here and there, but I mean it's all connected to the experience. Because movies, it's not just watching the movie and just okay, I'm watching a movie. At least not for me. For me, it's especially when I watch movies from this time period, it always takes me back to when I was a kid. And it always stirs weird memories in my mind of how things used to be back then and how much I miss those days in which I could just go to the mall and as my parents are shopping around, I'll just go to the arcade with my cousins and just blow off like $5 in the Street Fighter or whatever. So that was always fun to do. And yeah, that's why I shared some of these stories with you, Mariah, and with the audience, because watching a movie like this always makes my brain think of weird stuff that I lived through back then. So, I hope you guys enjoyed listening to the episode. I had a great fun, Mariah, talking to you about this movie.
Thank you. I did too. I definitely love the Power Rangers.
That thing was called Alpha, I believe. Alpha.
Alpha.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember he used to ha do his little his like arms and go, I feel like that's me because I'm always doing that. I'm always going, and I'm small like the robot. It's kind of cool. But yeah, if you love Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, you'll definitely love this.
Yeah. So before we sign off, we are going to remind our listeners, Mariah, that we have our social media accounts, so they can always find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc. Easiest way to find us is to go to our Linktree page, linktree.com/myths behind LGDS. If you're listening to us on Anchor or Spotify, the link to that page is pasted on there, so all you gotta do is click on there. You can find all of our links. And I believe there should be a link to our online store there as well. So go ahead and get some EMBO merchandise. And if you're listening on a service that lets you review our episodes, go ahead and leave us a 5-star or whatever the maximum amount is, because we are cool like that. So, Mariah, as has been the case in the past couple of weeks, I don't think we're ready for the next topic. I think we are set on what's going to be the season closer, and we're going to keep that under wraps for now.
Yes, I am so excited about it. Like, I wish I can like tell everyone, but I'm like, no, it's
But for now, I guess we can think of a movie, or maybe even just a regular topic like we did in the first few episodes of something creepy. Maybe,
Yes, absolutely
I
love
don't know,
that.
maybe aliens or something like that. I don't know. We'll see what happens, what the mood strikes
Yes.
for that episode. So, yeah, I mean, that was our episode on Chopping Mall, a cheesy yet fun movie from the 80s. I want to ask you guys to stay away from malls at night, from weird robots that hunt you and your friends in the dark of night, and stay away from people that are doing stuff behind your back. Unless it is the we roll, then I guess go to town. But I mean, I'll stay away from people that. So, till we see you in the next one, have a good one.
Bye.